It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93 in studio today with Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Good to have you back in today talking about an important topic and something that maybe kind of goes unmentioned more often than we think, and that is falls in the home and preventing falls. There's a lot of ways you can do that. And of course, if something does happen, we need to make sure that people are speaking up with their doctors about it to make sure they're okay.
Yeah, that's the thing that I thought was really interesting. This is some stats from the CDC from 2014, but they said that 1 in 4 older adults will report a fall, but there's so many people that won't even bring it up to their doctors. So they're having these falls at home. Fortunately, maybe nothing has happened quite yet, but they don't say anything to their physicians about it. And it's kind of a scary thing because according to the CDC, falls among older Americans are the number one cause of death from injury or death from injuries. So just really important to take that seriously. So we do have a few tips about that. And some of them are involved with speaking up to your doctor, really telling them if you feel unsteady at all or if you've had a recent fall, even if you're afraid that you might fall. There's things that you can do with your doctor like reviewing your medications or really discussing side effects from some medication, like if you feel dizzy or sleepy, those sorts of things. Also, some people maybe need to take a vitamin D supplement, according to this study. Keep moving, keep active. So maybe you're taking some classes at Vine. Maybe you're just getting out to walk on your own or with a little assistance, having your eyes checked, and making your home safe. And with your home, that a lot of that will be keeping your floors free of clutter. And we've talked about some of these things before, removing some small rugs, so many rugs in people's home. And unless they're secured down, those can really be hazardous. Adding grab bars, making sure your staircases and your hallways are well lit. And just in general, having a lot of light in your home can make a big difference.
I think about the older I get, the more things I accumulate. So obviously, I'm going to have a lot of stuff laying around the house.
Yeah.
And as it gets tougher to move around, you're going to want to make sure you have that stuff out of the way. That's just good common sense for anybody, really. But family members who are taking care of loved ones should maybe take a look around the house next time you're there and make sure.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, as far as Freedom Home Care goes, there's a few different things with this that we can be helpful as well. We have RNs on staff that can help with medication management. So if our clients have concerns about any of those things, they can be talking to the nurse about that. Keeping people moving. That's a part of what we do. We can help people with their exercises post-surgery. We can get them to the Y or to Vine, get them out and about. And then making their home safe. We actually try to do a little bit of that home assessment when we go in for the home assessment.
Sure.
You know, we're checking on those things as well and making suggestions. So just some things to keep in mind to help keep yourself safe and prevent those falls.
A lot of very, very useful resources and good information with Freedom Home Care. If we want to learn a little bit more or contact you guys, how do we get in touch?
Visit our website at freedomhomecarellc.com or give us a call at 387-HOME. That's 387-4663. And I'll try to make sure to get some resources up on our Facebook page, too.
All right. Good to follow along there as well. Christine Nessler with us today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.